Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin is our guest. Travis, week number two of the season here. Anything surprise you about week number one or any scores that came in?
There were some really interesting games and scores. Some perennial powerhouses lost. Wanakee lost in week one, which you almost never see. Kimberly lost in week one. Franklin lost in week one. So, there were some surprises. Teams challenged themselves, though. There were some pretty good games out there, and that led to, somebody has to lose in a game where you've got, for instance, Kimberly playing against the Sussex Hamilton. And some surprising scores around the state in the conference. I don't know if anything was too shocking. Prairie du Chien lost a tough one to Aquinas. Nothing to hang your heads about there. It was a close competitive game. Not a great start for the SWC as we look at the local angle on things. Only two wins, but at least one of them was by the Richland Center Hornets, so we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. A win's a win, and they play Potosi-Cassville this week. And Potosi-Cassville is normally a pretty good club to match up against, aren't they?
They absolutely are. They are one of the teams that did lose in week one, though. So it'll be, kind of a bounce back attempt, if you will, for Potosi-Cassville. They took it on the chin against a pretty good Cuba City team. Again, nothing to hang their heads about by any means, but is a good game for Richland Center to really test themselves against a quality program. And that's a program that has made it deep in the playoffs a number of times. They were, I can't remember if they were level three last year, maybe. But they have a lot returning. They have a pair of running backs, Hunter White and Riversar, who both play defense as well, really good players on defense. But last year they combined for over 3,300 rushing yards. So that's going to be a test for the Richland Center defense. And again, just an overall a good test for Richland Center. Last year, if I remember correctly, Richland Center played them pretty competitively, and Potosi-Cassville kind of pulled away at the end. But an opportunity for Richland Center to get a good win early on. And even though it's a little smaller school, with Potosi-Cassville being D7, we would expect them to have a pretty good record. So I know it's still only August, but when we start throwing around the P word in playoffs, this could be a big one for Richland Center if they can get that victory over Potosi-Cassville, who should have a pretty good record at the end of the year.
What is it about that Six Rivers Conference, Travis? Because they always produce good football, some declining numbers, but they're always tough, aren't they?
Yeah, we've seen some of those schools have to go to co-ops recently, including Potosi-Cassville. You've got the Blackhawk Warren co-op, some other ones down there. But they do always have really good football. Potosi-Cassville and Blackhawk especially the last few years have kind of dominated that league and have a number of deep playoff runs, state tournament runs, or state finals runs, excuse me. But it's a good deep conference as well. River Ridge is always very competitive down there. Schulzberg had a good run a couple years ago. So we've seen a lot of good competition. And that competition just, lends itself to teams having to get better and do better. And obviously football in Southwest Wisconsin has been pretty strong in general, not just in the Six Rivers, but in the SWC and the SWAL with what Darlington's done over the years in Lancaster. And, there's been a pretty good run in Southwest Wisconsin. And so it just kind of feeds on itself. And, when you have good competition that you play in conference and out of conference, it just pushes teams to have to get better.
And you mentioned Darlington. They had an easy time of it during the opening week of the season. They challenged themselves, and they're still good outside the conference, aren't they?
Yeah, they went and put a running clock at St. Mary's Springs, which is not something that you do very often. I don't know if that was – I don't know the last time that happened. St. Mary's Springs, obviously one of the best programs in the state for so many years under Bob Hyland. He did retire prior to last year, and they haven't quite been at that same level necessarily, but still a very good program. But speaking of Darlington, they've got a great matchup this weekend. They take on Lena Winslow out of Illinois, who won a state championship in Illinois' smallest division last year. And of course, Darlington was a state champion in Division 6 in Wisconsin. So a border battle, cross-border matchup between state champions. And then another interesting one, kind of staying on topic, Blackhawk Warren, who's always one of the better teams in Wisconsin, plays Stockton, Illinois, who made it to the state semifinals and lost to Lena Winslow. So there's a couple of really great border battle games down there in the southwest part of the state.
Well, good luck this week, Travis.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Travis Wilson joining us from Bound, Wisconsin for our Friday report. Last night in football, eight-player action saw Iolo Scandinavia defeat Highland 44-6, Palmyra Eagle over Winnewaux Center 54-14. 11-player football saw Portage defeat Baraboo 34-28 and Sparta over GET 14-6. Richland Center plays its home opener tonight against Potosi Cassville. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell.
This is the third year that we're going to see them. You know, in the last two seasons, they have just had athletes across the board, you know, and some very talented in large C classes. And so the minute you think, okay, they've graduated a ton, right, they bring a bunch of kids back, you know, in major roles or key roles for them. So we expect that thing to happen this year. I know they're not as big up front, you know, and they've got to replace a lot of their offensive line and D-line from last year's squad. But they still got athletes. You know, they've got Hunter White. You know, they have got River Star. I mean, those guys were a tandem pair in the backfield last year. And so both of them were over 1,500 yards rushing on the ground. And so we are going to know where number 11 and number 7 are at any given time.
Well, the game tonight, look for a link on the WRCO Facebook page for your chance to hear the game. Packers and Brewers on our other channels tonight. Also in the area, River Valley is at Wisconsin Dells. I talked to Coach Tyler McLean about the Dells.
I think this is going to be a big athletic group. They got some good size up front. Dells always had some good athletes on the outside. Again, it'll be another great test and a good measuring stick for this group here. Again, really focus on the little detailed things that we got to clean up from week one into week two.
Riverdale plays game two of the season there at Hillsboro tonight. Here is Coach Jeff Johnson.
You know, Hillsboro historically has been a really strong wishbone option, veer, flexbone, inside the tackles, not a lot of passing. Eric, he retired last year, and I'm not sure what we're going to get. On the scout tapes, it's a lot of inside power, not a lot of zone or veer. It looks like kind of smash mouth football, 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
When you look at them, what are you going to have to do if you're going to turn this one around and win it?
We just need to stay sound in our gaps. Our inside linebackers need to, you know, make the right keys. Don't lose your eyes. And our defensive backs are pretty solid.
Riverdale and Hillsboro tonight among a number of area non-conference games. Boscobel will be at Fenimore, Lancaster at Cuba City, Prescott at Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point at Platteville, Iowa Grant at Dodgeville, Viroqua at Brookwood, Royal visits Cochran Fountain City, Dodgeland at Westby, Independence Gilmanton at Cashton, River Ridge at Blair Taylor, Lena Winslow at Darlington, Bangor at Luther as well. It's Broadhead Judah at Evans, Belleville at New Glarus among the games, and an eight-player football, Whalen Academy at Kickapoo Lafarge. Wisconsin Heights hosts Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose. Ithaca Schools announced yesterday all extracurricular activities through Saturday are canceled. That includes tonight's scheduled game at Weston with Wazika Steuben Seneca. And a Night League hometown in baseball last night, Arena saw its season end with a 7-0 loss to Evansville. Verona was a winner, 9-0 over Columbus. That means Verona and Evansville play for the Night League Championship next Thursday night at 7:30.